Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Mary Kettinger and I am a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 22 through 29. Let's pray. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The events that we hear about in the gospel today happen chronologically after the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes and the feeding of the 5,000. This crowd had just witnessed a miracle the day before, and they were following Jesus because they wanted more. But the, quotes, more that they were looking for only had to do with physical satiety. Jesus knew their hearts, however, and said, You are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled." Jesus drew them in by satisfying their physical hunger. And now he wants to draw them in even further by satisfying their spiritual hunger, their hunger for the infinite, for eternity. He says, "Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." It is later revealed in John chapter 6, which is famously known as the Bread of Life discourse, that the food that endures for eternal life is his flesh for the life of the world. For his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink. And whoever eats his flesh and drinks his blood will live forever. Forever. This is an incredible promise that our Lord makes. It's no secret that we live in a starving world. We live in a starving world because we are constantly aiming the desires of our hungry hearts at things that can't satisfy. In his essay, The Weight of Glory, C.S. Lewis, he says, "It would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. We are far too easily pleased." And this infinite joy is heaven. And because our faith is amazing, we get to taste heaven at every Mass we go to. Your tongue is the meeting place of heaven and earth. And that's incredible. Like, what a gift. Unfortunately, though, it's a gift that far too many Catholics don't believe in. The Eucharist is not a symbol, but the true body and blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us that the work of God is that we believe in the one he sent. And believing in Jesus means believing in what he said. He himself is the food that endures for eternal life. He freely offers himself to us because he desperately desires to fill the ache in our hearts, the ache that is far too easily pleased with foolish pleasures. The infinite joy of divine life is offered to us. Let us not be easily pleased, but rather seek only to be filled with the food that will lead us to our eternal home. Our hearts are restless, Lord, until they rest in thee. This has been a reflection on the Gospel of John. Thank you to St. Gabriel Radio for supporting Damascus. Again, my name is Mary Kettinger. And to learn more about Damascus programs and events, visit us at damascus.net.